This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. State and federal authorities have thwarted a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to target police and the state capitol. The FBI and the state of Michigan announced charges Thursday against 13 people, 6 on federal charges and 7 on state charges. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the alleged conspirators plotted to take hostages at the Michigan Capitol building, then switched to a plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer at her vacation home.
Because of the hard work of the men and women of law enforcement, police officers and federal agents, violence has been prevented today.
At a news conference, Whitmer, who has been criticized for her tough regulations implemented to stop the spread of the coronavirus, said President Donald Trump has encouraged militias and white supremacists through his rhetoric.
When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit.
Whitmer was targeted by Trump for her efforts to enforce coronavirus-related social distancing measures. He tweeted in April to, quote, liberate Michigan, unquote. The status of future presidential debates is up in the air with less than a month before the vote, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The day started with the debate commission deciding the next debate in Miami will be virtual because President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The response from the White House:
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, the president said he wants an in-person debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
The president's campaign wants to push the last two debates back a week. The Biden campaign countered, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow